The Dumbfellas Podcast was recorded live at the Brown Bear Pub at 104 Harrison Avenue in West Orange, New Jersey. Our theme song is Root Beer Station, used with permission by the band Dancer. For more information on them, just go to www.dancer.bandcamp.com. For more information on the Dumbfellas, just go to facebook.com/dumbfellas.
What's the name of this?
No, it's going to be called Dumbfellas. That's what you're
going to do.
Hold on,
name.
We're about to do the intro. Hold on, here comes
my
one.
Here?
I made
sure.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Dumbfellas Podcast. You have been fortunate enough to be part of what is going to be momentous, incredible, gratuitous, and one hell of a time. My name is Rich McDonald, Big Rich, and I'm here with my four favorite people in comedy and some of my best friends in life, and we're going to bring you this podcast. Why don't we say hello first, everybody? Who do we got here?
Wow. Hi. Huh.
What's going on? It's KP Burke. Happy to be here. Thank you.
Boo.
Oh, hi, I'm Natty Bumper Car. I'm Natty Bumper Car.
That's right. I am Kevin Joseph Garifo. Not to be confused.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah, that's it.
And I am Joseph Thomas Carney.
And I am uninterested. So it all works together. You're going to get to know us, guys, base and gals, because I have a lot of women that are going to listen to the podcast as
that's
well.
Right.
Is your mom?
Yes.
Her sisters.
She's going to be sitting
in my aunt.
It's true.
Thank God my mother will never actually hear this because it's technology, but that was a great impression of her life.
I didn't know he possessed that.
Neither did I.
We're going to have one hell of a time.
That's right.
All right.
Hey.
During this intro, we want to tell you guys who we are, what we're here to do. Most importantly, you have to understand that there's going to be ball busting, there's going to be fun, and there's going to be stories.
Nudity.
So let's start
with... What kind of balls? Like... Basketballs?
Balls?
Baseballs?
Testy clay.
I don't know.
Destruckles.
Don't speak that language.
Destruckles.
Sports balls, Natty. It's what they play sports with.
Yeah. Oh, guys, I could talk sports balls all day.
Long ones, round ones, octagon ones, dimply ones.
What's a dimply
frisbees.
One?
Frisbees. Kevin Patrick Burke, KP Burke, is chomping at the bit to say something. He covered his mouth, actually. I don't know what he's going to say.
No, I'm good. I'm enjoying this. They always say styles make fights, but I think styles make podcasts. We got five of the most different types of approaches to comedy. All sitting at one table.
Three of them good, two of them awful.
I love that everyone's doing math right now.
I have no idea who.
What?
Three, two.
You are going to get to know us throughout our podcast. But to get you started, to bring our characters to life, we're not going to talk about ourselves. We're going to talk about each other.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
So, KP, would you mind giving the first description so the public can get a real view of who we are?
Sex.
Absolutely. I think this is the best way, too, because people tend to not want to get... Also, there's a lot of crushing Irish guilt at this table. But the gentleman to my right at this podcast is actually the guy who's kind of done all the technology stuff for us. He's a mad scientist, is probably how I would describe him. He's a human cartoon character. All right. He's oddly squeaky clean, but then also oddly by far the meanest one out of all of us.
That is not true.
Dude, you've said some of the most soul-crushing things ever. The man has also saved my life on two different occasions. I absolutely love him. I think he's one of the misunderstood at times, but when you appreciate him, you understand that you're seeing comedic genius.
Absolutely.
My friend and yours, Natty Bumpercar.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Kevin. Oh,
no.
Oh.
To further explain Natty.
He said soul-crushing.
Natty is a cartoon character / meth addict who doesn't do drugs.
No, wait, what? Yeah.
That's right. He's like someone that you would think does every drug, but does none.
Yeah, Metallica actually filed a lawsuit against Natty, claiming that he stole Master of Puppets from from them. So.
Boom! Natty carries a pig in his pocket everywhere he goes.
Yeah, he does. Much different than the ones McDonald carries.
Yes.
Not anymore. What's that? He's a married man.
That's a basic glimpse of who Natty is.
a puppeteer.
Strike one, Carney.
I know. Did you see that?
Shut it down.
I'm glad to have the first bomb on the podcast. That is, no, not anymore.
Oh, I think you'll have them all. So, guys, I think I'm what happened.
See? Soul crushing.
Natty drew the short straw in this intro.
No, guys, I think I'm here to introduce you to my friend. I think he's the youngest of the bunch. Which
no.
KP just looks older.
Yep.
That's just your liver that I'm seeing.
Well, wow, that's a toss-up. That could be anything.
That's
not his liver.
Oh, no. that ruins my joke then, because I was going to say you're the youngest one of us all, which now it makes sense that you haven't achieved anything.
That's right.
No, oh, my God.
I know. I thought I was supposed
what
to
did
be
I just
mean.
Say? What did I just said this?
I had a sip of that alcohol.
That proves KP's point.
Do you see how
you
much?
Are the most
do you see?
One of us.
Do you see how much
he
of this?
He did an incredible impersonation of Mrs. McDonald. He made us all laugh. He brought us all up, and you shit
on
him.
Oh, he did.
And you guys know that the first four letters in liver are live? Or live, if you will. Not good.
And the last one is
So Kevin,
the question mark?
Kevin Garifo is the Prince of West Orange. That's he is the king of all bar shows. You know him, you love him. He performs at clubs and colleges all around the area.
My God, you're
and when he does, he has a beer in his hand and a friend in his heart. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for my friend and yours, the bearded one, the Argyle Sun, Mr. Kevin Garifo.
Biggest San Jose Shark fan I know.
That's Mr. Right. 50,000. Kevin has another podcast that he's we're borrowing Kevin, for Christ's sakes. Yeah. Yeah. We're borrowing him from another podcast.
Raw and the Devil's Game for this. And I love you all for it.
Wow.
You wouldn't think the way Natty spoke of you.
That's deep. Well,
I know he spoke really nice.
He gave me a generic...
Oh no! That I was
bar show intro.
No, I didn't. I gave you Prince of West Orange.
The Argyle Sun. No one knows where West Orange is yet. You didn't say New Jersey. You didn't give it a state.
Hold on a second. Let me go to the judge. Do I need to tell people where West Orange is?
They know where Big Rich is from.
Because here's the thing, Wotown.
Oh, look at him jumping the shark already.
It's better than Yotown.
Boom!
I know how to do this.
I'm
gonna play local.
Like I said, I have a hard 8:15 stop.
Okay. That's the only thing hard you ever have. Except for your arteries.
There it is.
He just wanted to get in front of microphones to do this. People. Yeah. I don't know if you understand. Yeah.
Remember
he doesn't have the heart to do it anymore.
Remember how I cried before this?
Out of this. Yeah.
remember how I cried before we started? You're all my best friends, and I love you all so much, and now I'm going to be mean to you.
God. Well, you weren't.
He's not even recording this. This is horrible.
That's not plugged in, Natty. No, just wanted to do this.
I've been recording since we got here.
Good.
Boom, we got a podcast.
We can go home.
Told you.
Yeah.
I'm going to send that all to you. Bumper Face is the face that runs the place, but I'm here to pass the mic along to my pal, a guy who is one half of the iconic improv duo McDonald and Carney. He's the latter, which makes him the batter man in the group, the man of 1,000 voices. He also almost had to pay $1,000 back because his son lost $1,000 worth of baseball equipment, and now he's okay to do the show. He is make sure you don't have a heart attack, Joe Carney. Joe Carney, ladies and gentlemen.
Joey.
Thank you. Oh wow,
I got confused
so
at
nice
the end
in.
There.
Or well, that, I well, because I
the heart attack
because I screwed it up. I was trying to rhyme heart attack with Carney, and I realized
that
just wasn't gonna work.
Do it.
Yeah, no. If you say it quicker,
he's full of bull. He's full of blarney. Everybody,
yeah.
It's Joe Carney.
All right,
they call him Masada.
With your Atlanta hip hop background, you don't have to. Jump all over me.
Hippity
hip hop. I think they're going to swing.
I'll jump
I'm just
around.
Gonna stay over here.
What else? For those who don't know, Joe Carney, he looks kind of like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, that's right.
Oh. Yeah. What?
After the chemo.
Oh. Whoa.
What?
But he's funny. What?
Joe Carney drinks the beers, at least.
That he does.
Thank you, my man.
Well, we've left out that he is the man of 1,000 voices. Joe can do pretty much any voice we ask him to.
Here
now, there's
comes.
One voice we all do. There's one voice we all have to do, and I think you kind of have to just explain it to people from the get-go. Rich, do you want to take it from here? You know where I'm sending this one
There's
right
one
now?
Of us that has a special, unique voice.
I don't even know what you're saying, but here it is. This is when we do this. This is Natty voice, and all of us do our own impersonation.
Oh, my God. I bought color-corded microphones.
Oh, my God. My car died on Mount Olive. I guess my car doesn't like olive oil.
How didn't you respond to that when I sent you that text message?
So
that now
sweet.
They're selling pickles on Mount Olive.
I decided to buy pencils instead of pens.
I sent you a picture of
a
pickle jar.
Oh, you
I was
did.
In the store.
I forgot about that. He did respond.
So anytime you hear that voice, that's us doing, that's us doing our Natty impressions.
So, yes, I am Joe Carney, half of McDonald and Carney, the Carney part. But I'm here to introduce to you the the first half of McDonald and Carney, the King of West Orange.
The Henry to your Stein.
Ooh, that's right.
The Henry to my
Stein. the first
one. The Robert to my Chambers. The Jennifer to my Levin.
The Jennifer to your Levin. The Harley to your Quinn.
The Harley to my Quinn. The Harley to my Davidson. The King of West Orange. The pretty much, I would say the dad of this group, wouldn't you guys say? He's like,
I'm gonna give him godfather because you don't get, I don't know about you guys, I never got fucked up at 2 a.m. with my dad, but I have with my godfather. So
well, when you meet him, maybe you will.
should let you guys know, I'm adopted, so
no, really,
it's true, I'm adopted.
So but I didn't mean your to parents, do that so I don't quickly. Understand.
No, they're wonderful people. The Burks.
They bought him.
Yeah.
Really? They found him on the street.
This one looks
Northern
good.
Ireland.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
This one's not breathing anymore. Oh, no, he is now. He smelled the alcohol.
We gotta go back to Rich's intro, though. I didn't mean to chop it
it's
off
okay.
here.
It's okay.
Rich is, I would consider, to me, in my mind, he's the host of this podcast.
Absolutely, he's the host of this podcast. He is, everybody had nicknames, and I came up with a few. He is the King of Sting. The Duke of Monte Fisto,
I feel like that's
the Italian Stallion.
Oh,
the
I thought he was Irish.
I'm only a quarter Italian.
Guys, I came up with these nicknames.
These are good nicknames.
Yeah, these are really good nicknames. He floats like a butterfly. He stings like a bee. He is probably in his heart the meanest of the five of us.
Oh.
But he's not going to show it, except to Natty.
No.
Yeah, he's going to show it tonight.
Rich and I have established.
Somebody's taking my title.
Mr. Rich McDonald.
Oh, stop, Joe. That was beautiful. I appreciate that. It was mostly accurate. Can't argue with any of it.
There it is.
And last but not least, I'll talk about our friend KP, who is adopted, and he admits it. So it's not a secret. It's not a secret. We're hoping he's Irish. Because he has a lot of Ireland tattoos.
Ireland.
Ireland. His biological parents said, you could have KP, you could have this podcast equipment if you take KP with you. So
they saw the future.
Swing and a miss.
All right, it happens.
I mean, it's going to happen.
KP's also a very funny dude. He served in the Navy, so we will make a lot of semen jokes along the way.
I forgot about that.
He looks like, what does that mean?
You forgot that you served in the Navy? To catch.
And he's got a heart of gold. He likes Guinness. And he doesn't drink on Tuesdays, I think.
Is it Tuesdays?
It's a constantly. Throughout the course of this podcast episode, I will gain and lose 40 pounds.
There you go.
Just tonight. Kinda, yeah. It's
tonight.
Yeah.
It's
I'm pretty
all
impressive.
Weight.
Yeah, it really is. I hate to admit it.
Yeah.
He looks good, though.
Huh?
Recently shaved head. He looks good. I think he looks good. He looks like Jim Norton a little bit.
Well, when I shaved my head, I got a chest cold, and I had to explain to people that I kept telling them I was sick, and then they asked no follow-ups.
They just nodded.
No.
They're
like,
eyes.
Oh, God, oh, we should do a fundraiser for this kid. So, that part's bad on that one. But this is kind of my opinion on this whole thing is that the podcast is going to be on the ride to the gig. That the car ride, I think you guys would agree with me, the car ride's sometimes more fun than the actual fucking gig.
The bumper car?
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh.
Well, we've done so many shit shows out in Pennsylvania at abandoned movie theaters, you know, that the car ride there and back has to make up for
it. It wasn't even abandoned.
That's
it was definitely haunted, though.
But that's when this shit winds up being the most fun, is you got to bust chops and everything like that. So I'm pretty happy to be here with you guys.
Does anybody need, because he's...
Oh, that's right. We should mention, I guess, that we are coming to
live?
You. Not live, I guess live to tape, if
recorded
you will.
Live.
Recorded live.
Recorded live to tape at the very nice Brown Bear Pub in West Orange, New Jersey. Thank you to Greg. Brown Bear Pub has amazing food, great drinks. The service is fantastic. That's Brown Bear Pub.
Yeah.
You can find them online on Facebook, all that stuff. 104 Harrison Avenue.
Arguably
West
the
New
best
Jersey.
Wings I've had. I mean, yeah. I don't really. These
they were
maple.
Those
tonight,
maple.
Tonight they were
maple
so good.
Buffalo. They were phenomenal.
Like I had the fried chicken sandwich. It was out of this freaking world. I'm not even kidding. It was phenomenal.
What was that?
I didn't even see that.
The fried or the grilled? What'd you do?
I had the fried.
Ah, look at you. Living life. No cares.
Wow. I try to be healthy. But if you think about it, fried chicken really is just grilled chicken with breading on it.
you can't argue with science.
Oh, wait. We have an update from Greg.
Oh, this is an update from me because I'm a diehard Devils fan. 0-0 at the end of the first period.
Who's winning? I love you and I know that you're a diehard fan, but it's so weird for you to say I'm a diehard Devils fan
while you're wearing a San Jose Sharks hat.
I don't like
this. It's like a black kid thing where you're like, you got to root for the Celtics because you have a pair of green sneakers.
Yeah, but wouldn't you just buy red sneakers to match your Devil's hat?
See, that to me, that makes sense. But
well, when you don't have a whole lot of money, it's hard to go buy sneakers anytime you want to. Like my friend Joe Carney here, who buys a pair of sneakers every time he has a thought.
He's hoping his kids get scholarships to college to make up for the fact that he spent all his money on sneakers.
That's a good solid bet, by the way.
Better. But
he doesn't remember where he put his catcher's gear, Joe. Come on.
Yeah, Joe, you were so upset tonight.
Oh, like, my God.
Listen, I'll let you guys tell the story,
but let me preface this by saying president of the school and National Honor Society. That's my son. Go ahead, KP.
Very excited here. To give you guys a sample of Joe Carney in a nutshell, when Joe got in here, he was very distracted.
He was angry.
So what wound up happening is 47 minutes ago, we've been here for about, what, an hour 15 right now?
Yeah, just about.
So 47 minutes ago, Joe Carney posted up on his Facebook, someone swiped Joe's baseball bat off my porch, Joe being his son. Catcher's gear, bats, gloves, cleats, and helmet. Those of you who know me know that I'm on the war path. Then he gets a phone call from his neighbor.
And then
he has to hit the old edit button. So he hits the old edit button and it goes, update by stolen. I meant under the deck and he never looked there.
Smiley face. I love my family.
I hate that you gave me that swish on the end of that. And I'm on the warpath.
On the warpath.
I was angry, damn it.
All right, guys. This was just to let you guys know what's in store for you going
just
for us.
A taste.
We are the Dumb Fellas. We are going to bring this to you every week. We want you to subscribe, listen, go along for the ride with us. And we can't wait to do this for you guys again.
The Dumbfellas Podcast is a production of Garden State Comedy. Find us on Twitter at DumbfellasPod or on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Dumbfellas. The Dumbfellas are Big Rich from Jersey at MCD_Carney, KP Burke at KP Burke Sucks, Natty Bumper Car at Natty Bumper Car, Kevin Joseph Garifo at Kevin Garifo, and Joe Carney at Dumb Kid Joe. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, and share.